All right, my turn. I drove a really, what I thought was a fabulous car, by the way, a new Kia, 2023 Kia EV6. So it's there.
Looks awesome.
It does. It's a very good-looking car. It does not look like your typical, plug-in vehicle or your typical EV. This is a all-wheel drive version that I got to drive, so it gives you all of the capabilities in the winter weather that we would have here in Colorado. This car, fully equipped. These start about 45. They top out at 60. The one we drove, of course, top of the line, $61,000, $62,000 car, but really had almost every single feature on it you can imagine. Beautiful interior, nice room in the back, drove phenomenally. This thing is faster from 0 to 60 than a Lamborghini. So it's an extremely fast car, and it was absolutely, Richard, a blast to drive. I cannot say enough about how fun this car was to drive. My only two complaints, and Richard's going to laugh at me because it's always the complaints I have on cars. Only two complaints I have on this car. No six-way or no whatever, eight-way, six-way, whatever you want to call it, a driver's side adjustable seat. It's all manual, which I think absolutely stinks. I want that adjustability, by the way. And then on top of that, it did not have wireless CarPlay. Wireless CarPlay, not on the car. You have to plug in. And then, of course, not the six-way adjustable driver's seat, which, again, for that type of car, that kind of money, my Bolt, which is, $20,000 less of a car, by the way, has full adjustable driver electric seat. So, Richard, only two complaints on the car. So, Kia, if you're listening, which I know you will, fix those two things. It ought to have both of those. I have no idea why it doesn't. Don't give me the nonsense of its weight or whatever. No, put an adjustable driver's seat in it that's automatic so I don't have to dink around with, cranking it up and down and doing all the nonsense with a manual seat. It's a $60,000 car. Put an adjustable seat in it that's a six-way electric seat. But would I not buy the car because of that? No. Actually, love the car even outside of that, Richard, because it just works phenomenally well. So, yeah, go check this thing out at your local Kia dealer. Tell them that John and Richard Rush, both from Drive Radio, sent you. Sorry for my rant, Richard, but those are my only two complaints on that car.
You know, we're talking about it, and I get it, and they want honest reviews, and so folks, and that's what we give you. But to some people, that it may not matter, right? They may not care and say, who cares, whatever it might be. I will say, just from seeing the car, it looks phenomenal. So they've done a fantastic job there, and I know that they can be more creative with their looks. The only thing that, and this is for all electric cars. You were talking about this earlier. Last thing, put your AM radio so we can listen to KLZ.
Thank you. Thank you.
You figure out what GM's done with the interference.
GM's
and
got it,
else.
So do it.
Yeah, exactly. Figure it out, folks. Let's
That's
go.
Right. That's right. Richard, thanks. I'll end with that. He's spot on, by the way. And there's actually a petition. I'll talk about that maybe in the next hour. There's a petition you can sign, actually, to make the manufacturers aware that you want AM radio in these vehicles.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.